Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
This is New England, coming winter. I'm John Batzler. Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales, coming summer. We're in transition, one day to the next. It was very cool all week. There was a frost. I didn't get all the winter plants in time, and they're going to lose their leaves. They'll grow back if the cat doesn't eat them. However, Jeremy's in springtime, a joyful time. People at the Bondi Beach, people dealing with the local talent, that would be snakes and magpies, and lots of people worried about something that's going to happen in Perth within 2 weeks. The Ashes begin. It's going to be played in five cities over several weeks, but Perth is the first contest, and there's a breakdown of the two teams that Jeremy sent me this week. I follow his lead. I'm just learning cricket. I know baseball, and in baseball, at championship level, the pitching evens out on both sides. They both have had good seasons, so the pitchers are in good shape. The batting, however, the power in baseball is the determinative. That is not the case in cricket. And therefore, the analysis of these two teams, I defer to Jeremy. How would you characterize these two teams facing each other? Good teams, bad teams, unknown teams, young teams? Is there a way we can describe them, Jeremy?
I think, John, probably the best way to describe them is they're good teams with some bad points and some potentially unknowns at the same time. So everything you just said, because what we have just seen with the announcement of the Australian team is that the Australian selectors have had to admit that one of our key players, one of our star players, Pat Cummings, cannot be the captain for the first test and may not be there for all the tests. So effectively, Steve Smith, his protege, is going to be taking over, and he is very capable. But what they've actually done is that they've almost matched one for one on power the English side. So we're talking about, we have got a lot of heavy hitters in our batting lineup. We have got a lot of really fast bowlers there that can use brute force to go against the English players. And in the bowling lineup, we've got a very similar mix of actual technical players and also players that can just, again, go with very much brute force. So that's, I guess, good in a way, but where the bad bit comes into it is the fact that we are so closely matched right now, which means that if there is any, I guess, miscalculation, I guess you could say, in how we viewed the English team, or if any of our strategies aren't really quite aligned to actually deal with such a wide-spanning range of skills, we could face really devastating losses. And then the unknown for us, and this is probably also in the bad column, I guess you could say as well, for this strategy to work, it means that all of our players, which are basically being matched against the English players, they have to be injury-free. They actually have to be able to survive the five test games. But the one thing we know, John, about the Australian side that we have learned about in the last few months is our older players, the more experienced ones, are basically suffering a range of old age injuries. So we're talking shoulders, we're talking a lot of power related injuries where arms are no longer standing up to the strain of bowling and batting. So if any of these players actually get injured, the unknown part is, will our Australian lineup be able to actually survive?
Jeremy Zachas in New South Wales, looking at the two teams to meet later on this month. Concerns in all directions because the unknown here is how England is going to play. Fast or slow, power or spinning. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.